Good morning. How are you? How you doing on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise, even when you are mad at your golf game. Even when you want to give up golf, that is. Stay happy. Better is the sight of the eyes. Stay focused on what's in front of you, not the wandering of the desire, even if it's a focused thing. It's about the moments you have in your life today. Be thankful for today. I was out with the boys, I think it was yesterday. And I just was driving home and I was thinking about how, you know, there'll never be this age again. They're never going to be this age again. And if you think about if you have family, your parents, they're never going to be this young. Your children, they're never going to be this young. In my case, my nieces, my nephews, my parents, my brother, my sister, like they'll never be this young again. Enjoy it. Enjoy every second you can with your family. Enjoy what you're eating. You're never going to be this young, which is unfortunate, especially when your body starts falling apart, which, man, it's unbelievable as you get older. But enjoy the moments of your life. That's the point. Stay focused on what's important, which is God. Stay focused on believing and having that faith, believing what you hear, putting verses in your mind. If you're struggling with something, figure out a verse and stick to it. Repeat it over and over and over. Change the way you approach your life. Make it for something that's important. Make it for something that's important. Something that matters. I was reading this morning in Ephesians, and it's, you know, as I do this, it's like I go over the same verses sometimes. I feel like a lot, but I don't know. Every morning I try to ask God where to go, what to read, and I'm always looking at stuff, and it just, again, we're back to it. We go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. It says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, out from whom every family in heaven and earth is named." You've been named from birth. You've been named as a son of God from the foundations of the world. You're called and you are summoned to be a son of God. So congratulations. That in order that, out from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, in order that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened or made powerful in effect with might or the ability by the Holy Spirit in the inner man, in the within man. You have the Holy Spirit, which is the power from on high. It's God's power is in you, that it will strengthen you, make you powerful in effect, make you cause effect. And he gives you the ability. There's also some other verses in here that talks about he gives you the emotional will to do. So if you can't, if you're not feeling like you should be doing anything, he'll give you the emotional will to do, not just the physical ability. Verse 17, that the Christ may dwell or settle down in a fixed position in your hearts through faith. To settle down through faith, it's all about believing specifically what you hear, in order that ye being rooted or taking root and founded in love. When you start to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, when you start to realize that we have a God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, once you get founded in that, once you take root in that, you may be able to fully comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to experientially know the love of the Messiah, which passeth knowledge, which is that knowledge of God, in order that ye might be filled or fully accomplished with all the fullness of God. People before us did not have the ability that you have right now. Even if our world is falling apart, we still have more than anyone before us prior to Jesus Christ. You have been given the ability. You have been given the power to cause effect. You've been given God's love. You're able to fully experience the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, all of it, of the love that God has for you. Verse 20, now unto him who is able to do infinitely above anything that you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The same power that works in us can do infinitely more than you can think or ask. We have a great God. We have a powerful God, and I don't care what the world says about him or, you know, about God. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter the world we live in. It doesn't matter the powers that are around us. Because we have God. You have God Almighty on your side regularly, who cares for you and loves you and wants the best for you. The whole point of this life is to get to know God. What are you doing? What are you? Where is your life directed? Choose. Pray the big prayers today. Pray to God. You can't pray to Jesus Christ, it won't do anything. Pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family today. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The boat was one as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for us. I pray for just all the projects that need to get done, especially in the upholstery studio, but also on the property, that it goes smoothly today, that you bless my mom and you take care of those type of situations that she's going through with the property. I thank you again for what you do for us each and every day, and I am just with outstretched hands. Please show me how to become a good golfer, Father, without me losing my mind. And again, I thank you for each and every one of your believers, that you just take care of them, that you bless them, just you comfort them and cover them with your love today, Father. And I thank you for the ability that you've given us and for your son, what he did for us. And I just ask you for another great day. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.